This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, January 16th, God's word for you today is, your body counts. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 12 verse 1, which says, offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do you realize that your body controls your destiny? Yes, your body actually controls your destiny. The reality is, if you do not take care of your body, you do not care about your destiny. That big dream that God has put in your heart needs your body for it to come to fruition. Why am I saying this? And why am I making such a huge statement? It is because your body is the only thing God has given you through which you can express your purpose here on earth. It is your body, no matter how wealthy you are. If your body is sick, the wealth means nothing. No matter how gifted and how talented you are, if your body is not optimal, it means nothing. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 26 to 27 says, I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. I'm not going to get caught napping. May this be your story in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, we pray that God will send laborers into his vineyard, and he will. But I want you to think about this. If all of us reading this devotional today take our body care seriously, it is going to add at least 1 year to our lives. I know it will definitely be more than 1 year, but let's say at least 1 year. If we add all our additional years together, which means that together we can contribute over 2,000 additional years to God's kingdom on earth. How many years ago did Jesus die? We can contribute 2,000 years back to God by taking care of our bodies. Think about that. There are thousands of destinies depending on you to be healthy. For some of us, there are millions of destinies depending on you to be in top shape like Paul says is determined to be. There are people whose destinies will be truncated if you are not fit, and all those people matter to God. Your destiny is important to God. God wants the people dependent on you to achieve their destiny because your body is in top shape. You cannot even exist on earth without a body. Question to you today is, are you going to read this devotional and go on with business as usual, or are you going to take action and take care of your body? Now, for those who are making a commitment to deal with the fork, or to stay away from the ban, or to take care of your body, I want you to lift your two hands to God as a sign of surrender to him. It does not matter where you are. Right now, this is between you and God. I want you to say to God, Father, I present and surrender my body to you. I'm going to take action. Take a moment to pray and talk to God about the area you're surrendering and ask for the grace to stay on course. And for some, the first step you need to take is to present your body and your life to Jesus so that you can begin to fulfill his plans for you. Let us pray. Father, thank you for pointing my attention to my body care. Please give me the grace to take heed to myself so that I can fulfill the destiny you have called me to. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.